さんおはようございます。今パソコンの設定をしていますが、その間僕はまず最初のご紹介をしていきます。3月11日はみんなの人生が変わった日ですね。その日から今でも3月10日のような生活にこれからも戻れないはずだと思います。そこでこの間の選挙に言ったように、皆さんはなぜこの地震があったのか、なぜ津波があったのか、どういうふうに聞き取ってこれを受け取ればいいかという疑問があるかもしれない、その答えが分からなくても、私たちが神様からのチャンスを与えてくださっていることもはっきり分かります。で、今朝敦さんがその生産式に言ったように、その話で僕が思ったのは、私たちは弟子たち、イエスの弟子たちとして、その話の弟子たちと同じように、神様が私たちと一緒に、私たちを通してその働きをしたいなと思います。または私たちは実際その作ってるパンを通しても、霊的にもパンを先、それを渡してるチャンスも今あると思います。今朝は私たちがやってることじゃなく、神様が私たちを通してどういうふうに働いているか、それを感謝して、それをまた神様に栄光になりますようにという祈りで今朝を立ち会いたいと思います。March 11th was a day that people here in Japan will not forget. It's a day that our lives were changed. And we know that our lives will not go back to the way that it was on March 10th. As I said in the past, there's a lot of questions that people have about why what happened happened. The things that have happened to us have happened the way that they did, and why God has called us to this time and to this difficulty. And even though we don't know the answers to those questions, as I said before, I really do believe that God is giving us an opportunity, a chance to work in the midst of this. He's calling us to be His people in this time. I really love the story that Atsushi shared this morning in the communion reflection. And as I think about that story, just as Jesus wanted to work through His disciples and use His disciples in the work, I think Jesus also wants to use us. He wants to work with us, and He wants to work through us. He wants to use us not only to give physical bread, but also to share some kind of spiritual bread as well. And we have an opportunity to be faithful to Him. This morning, as we share a little bit about the work, I don't want it to be a time where we're focusing on what we have done, on what we have accomplished, on what our plans and our goals are, and how we think things should be done. Rather, I want us to focus on what God has been doing how he has been active amongst us. And then I want to take a time to give thanks to him. And I want it to become glory given back to him for his work amongst us and in us. あの日から日本の中でもその教会でたくさん、ね、あの世界中からの連絡があって、どういうふうに手伝えばいいか、お金は献金はどういうふうにどこに送ればいいか、皆さんはどういうふうにこれに関する働けばいいかといういっぱい質問が国内でも国外からでもいっぱいあって、もうありすぎて、その中の私たちがその苦難の中に入って、自分たちもその人生でもいっぱいいっぱい、もうそれでも精一杯になって、もうあまり考えない人もいて、でもその中に祈りの中、神様が私たちを導いて、茨城以北伝道社会でも東京伊勢の伝道社会でも、これは一つの教会、一人の仕事ではなく、私たち全国の教会が一緒に協力して歩んでいこう、一緒に神様の愛、神様の力によって一緒に協力して歩んでいこうということを決めました。そこで住民がそれぞれの教会から選んで、その支援会を始まりました。その支援会の中でどこでその働きをやるか、どういうふうに誰を通してその働きをやるかが始まりました。この写真を見ると、その支援会のある部分の人たちが水戸教会で集まって、そういう話をしました。その支援会の中に10人が入って、茨城以北の教会からでも東京伊勢の教会からでも、その会員の皆さんはそれぞれの責任を持っています。またそこで僕と一緒に協力して3人の若い日本人を選んで、そこで私たちが毎週働いて、石巻に行ったり、そのボランティア活動を準備して彼らを連れて行くことが決めました。でもこのグループが一番中心じゃなくて、このグループがそのサポートとしてというようなことで臨みます。だからこのグループがこの働きをやるわけじゃなくて、このグループ多数それぞれの教会のボランティアと一緒にこの働きを神様の導きによってやっていると思います。 After the earthquake, we received all kinds of communication from people all over the world. Are you all right? What should we do? Where should we send money? How can we help? Even within Japan, the questions were, what should we do? How should we do it?There was so much, probably too much communication, and it was overwhelming. And people here themselves were just trying to figure out how to put their own lives back together. But in the midst of prayer, God led us together as a people. A committee of 10 people was formed, representing churches both from the Ibaraki North Preachers Meeting and also the Tokyo WestPreachers meeting. The 10 committee members gathered here at Mito Church and being commissioned by the nationwide churches helped to select through prayer where we would focus our work, how and through whom we focus the work. And you can see in this picture here the committee gathering here at Mito Church to talk about that. One of the things that the committee decided was to select 3 young Japanese peopleto work alongside with me each week in the work in Ishinomaki. This is not the central focus. This is the support network. This is the conduit for helping the work to happen. It's not through this group. It's through God, utilizing this group and the volunteers from the various churches working together to do what God has called us to do. これからそれぞれの人が証しをする予定ですが、よくこういう質問を聞いてます。ご苦労様です、どうしても行きたいんですけど、いや行けないから申し訳ないという人もいます。まあそういう気持ちが分かりますが、直接石巻に行かなくてもそれぞれの奉仕ができる場はあると思います。今までこれからの写真を見ると、10グループ日本語の数え方がちょっと難しいね。10グループ10グループが送って、それは7つの教会から49人が今まで仙台と石巻に行って、今月もまた3つのグループがいて、その中新しい9人もそこに入っていく予定です。この写真、次のスライドも見たらそのグループに入っている。でもさっき言ったように、そのチームを通してこのボランティアがその中心じゃなく、神様がその中心で、そこでも見えないでもものすごく大切な働き、その奉仕をしている人たちもいる。今水戸教会でも祈り会、祈りのミニストリーが始まりたいと思います。この石巻の市民のためにもその祈りのサポートもしたいし、チームとボランティアのためにも祈りたいし、日本のために、日本の選挙のためにも祈りたいと思います。またはそれぞれのボランティアのグループが行って食事しないと困ります、力が出ないです。だから健康にいいものを食べて、その食べ物の準備も必要です。今でもそれぞれの姉妹たちが協力してその買い物をしたり準備をして、それをチームと一緒に送るわけです。またほぼ毎週この教会から兄弟姉妹が私たちに献金をして、これはその石巻の人たちじゃなくて、そのボランティアチームの食べ物とか何でもそのためにこのお金を預かりたいと思いますという人もいます。それも感謝です。または物資を捧げます。それはこの教会だけじゃなくて、水戸市民あるいはある小学校からその協力もあると思います。その物資を整理する兄弟姉妹も週に何回水戸教会に来てそれを整理してます。写真を撮ってここで報告するためにそれを整理して貼ります。またボランティア、またチームが石巻から水戸に戻るときに励ましの言葉、ハグすること、ただ笑顔で私たちを迎えに来る人たちにも感謝します。これからもそれぞれのところで私たちが一緒に協力してほしいと思います。それを祈っています。またその祈りのメリスリーに入りたい人は木村ひとみ姉妹に話したら、彼女と一緒にその祈りのメリスリーに協力できると思います。また食事はサーシャ姉妹に聞いたら、それにも協力することもできます。 there are lots of ways that people have already been at work, have already been busy, have already been serving. Of course, one of the ways is to volunteer. And you'll hear more about what we do when we volunteer. But already, in the first couple of months, God has formed and have helped us to send 10 groups from 7 different churches, a total of 49 volunteers who have gone to serve. This month, an additional 3 groups will go. And in those 3 groups, 9 new people will go as well. Again, though, it's not the work of the volunteers. It's not the work of the team. It's the work of God amongst us. And those are easy ways to see. But there's so many unseen ways. There's so many other ways that are really vital, that are really important, where people are at work. There's a prayer ministry going, praying for the people in Ishinomaki, praying for the safety and the blessing of the work of the volunteers and the team. Praying for the mission in Japan. Those who go to volunteer have to eat. If they don't eat, they can't do the work. And they need healthy food to be able to do that. And there are a few people who have been working very hard to purchase the food, prepare the food ahead of time, and send it with the volunteers, send it with the teams to eat. Almost every week, somebody from this church has given some kind of financial offering and said, we want you to use this for your team, towards your food, towards whatever expenses you have, to make sure that we can continue this volunteer work. People have also given supplies, not just at this church, but people in the city of Mito. And especially, we've received a lot of support from a few of the elementary schools in the city. Once we receive those supplies, we have to organize them. We have to box them up. And several people in this church have come throughout the week to help organize and to pack those things. People take pictures, choose them, put them up there so that all of us can see, can know how God is at work. And then there are the words of encouragement, the smiles and the hugs that people offer when the teams and the volunteers come back. God is at work in all of these big and small ways. I want to thank all of you for being involved in different ways. If you would like to be involved in the prayer ministry more directly, I want to encourage you to talk with Kitomi-san about ways that you can pray, about the things that you can pray for. If you'd like to help with making food for the teams that go, that's a really important thing, and you can talk to Sasha about that. I'm going to hand it over to Kendon, who's going to tell you a little bit about what happened during Golden Week and show a video. But before I do that, I just want to say again, I want to give my personal thanks to God, and then also my thanks to each of you for the ways that you have been praying and faithfully serving. これから県連が連休中、5月の連休中の話を分かち合いたいと思います。それからビデオも見せたいと思います。でもその前にまたもう一言を神様にも皆さんにも私たちを通して働かせてくださって心から感謝したいと思います。
OK。I don't have much to say. I'm still short right here. Yesterday, as Emiko and I were driving together, Emiko asked me, what's the hardest thing for you about working in Ishinomaki?
今何が石巻のことで石巻について働くことで何が一番難しいことかを聞きました。
And honestly, I don't stop to think about the hard things very much. I just push through it.
正直言えばあんまり そういう部分については考えたことがなくて、もうとりあえず動いて働いてという、今まではそういうふうに働いてきました。
So I had to stop and think for a few minutes, and and I want to share that with you, what I think the hardest thing is. And it's... That's it.
で、まあ、エミコに聞かれて、改めてちょっと考え直してみて、休まって考えてみて、で、そこでちょっと自分で思った何が本当に難しいことなのかをちょっとシェアしたいと思います。
It's not the hard work. I can do that. And it's not the horrible smells. I can live with that. And it's not the swarms of flies that are like a plague. I can deal with that too.
あ、難しいことは全然重労働をすることでもないし、今石巻ですごい悪臭が漂っている。でもそれも全然難しいことじゃない、厳しいことじゃない。あとは、ハエが今本当に石巻ではすごく大量に飛び回ってるんですけど、それも全然気にならない。
I think the hardest thing for me is looking at these people that we're working with and seeing my family in their faces. Seeing my parents or seeing my grandparents struggle and fight for food and to survive and to clean their homes. Or seeing my little brother and the children that we work with.
何が一番厳しいかっていうのは、石巻の人たちのことを見て、自分の家族と重ね合わせたときに、自分の親が生きるのに必死ですごい苦しんでる。あとは、兄弟が本当に毎日必死ですごい厳しい状況にいる。そういうことを自分の家族に当てはめて考えると本当に心が苦しくなります。
And the love that I feel from my family, I feel is shared with these people in Ishinomaki. And it's a love that I feel comes from God. And it's God showing me how to share love and compassion.
そうやって自分の家族のことを考えたときに、家族に対する愛、自分の家族に対する愛、自分が Ishinomaki に対する、Ishinomaki の人たちに対する愛もきっとすごく同じもので、その愛っていうのは神様から来ているもので、その大切さをすごく思います。
So seeing the pain and seeing the suffering and the sorrow of the people, it may be the hardest thing, but I think it's also the most beautiful thing for me, because it enables me to share love and joy.
そういう見方で石巻の人たちと関わっていくことは、本当に心に苦しい、すごい厳しい、難しいことなんですが、でも、それは本当にすごく美しいことであり、感謝と上位を本当にもたらしてくれるものだと思います。
I think God works through us, and I think God works through our groups to do that in Ishinomaki. And some of the ways that we did that in Golden Week time and since then is in cleaning up a lot of cleaning, and in distributing food and supplies and cooking barbecues for people and just being with people and playing with the children and talking with them.
神様は私たちを通して働いてくださって、石巻の人たちのこのために働いてくださって、ゴールデンウィークは公園の清掃だったり、瓦礫の撤去だったり、あとは物資配給、会社の人たちと共にいること、子どもたちと遊ぶこと、そういうことを通して本当に働いてくださってます。
So we're going to watch a video now and I hope you have the chance to seeand experience what's going on in Ishinomaki.
これからちょっとビデオを流します。ゴールデンウィークのことをメインに流すと思うんですけど、自分たちが何をしているかを見ていただけたらと思います。
You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God.
石巻での活動について具体的にどのようなことをしてきたかということについて少しご説明したいと思います。
I'd like to share with you a little bit more in detail about the things that we're doing specifically in our work in 石巻。
石巻ではこれまでにメインで4つのことをやってきたと思います。
So far in 石巻 we've especially focused on four different areas of work.
一つは清掃活動、もう一つは、炊き出しで、もう一つは、物資配給、そしてあと一つは受けることだと思います。
One thing that we've been working on is working in cleaning up from the disaster. Another thing that we've been doing is working in distribution of supplies. Another thing that we've been working on is visiting with people and building relationships.
一つずつ少しだけ簡単に説明していきます。まず清掃活動ですけど、清掃活動は徐々に変化していってます。初めの頃は公園であったり道の清掃であったり、もうそこら中に散らかっていた瓦礫であったり、本当に、外側の部分をやってました。
So, one of the areas that we worked on is we've been working on cleaning. And you'd be amazed at how quickly things are moving in that area. There's still a lot to do, but when we first went during Golden Week, there were cars all over the streets and all over everything. There was all kinds of destruction all over. And so we've been helping and trying to pick up those things and shoveling and cleaning.
で今は先ほど話してくれたようにものすごい速さで石巻市街なんですけど石巻の中はきれいになってですね今はそれぞれの家屋の中 の床下の清掃であったりそのヘドロガキですねであったりあとはそうですね側溝 の泥の掃除であったりということを今はしています。
Not just working for the city, like for example in public areas like the park, but also going into people's homes, shoveling, ripping up the flooring, and shoveling out the mud that has been left from the tsunami that was underneath the floors. And there's bacteria, there's a smell that lasts with that. So working at that and pulling the things that were left from there.
次に移ります。次はバーベキューなんですけど。バーベキューは初めの頃はですね公園であったりあとは学校であったりそのような場所で行ってきました。
We've also been hosting barbecues for people in the town and that started during Golden Week at the park that we cleaned up. I'm gathering people and preparing a meal for them, having a place where the community can come together and eat
バーベキューのいいところはみんなで一緒に集まってみんなで一緒に集まって身の回りの人も僕たちも一緒にご飯を食べてで共に過ごす時間があるということがものすごくいいと思います。
One of the good things about the barbecue is that it does provide a place for everybody to gather and be together and for us also to be able to spend time with them, not just serving them but also eating with them and talking with
them. 必要はないのかもしれないんですけどそういう意味でそのみんなと交わりを作る場という意味でこれからも必要になってくるのではないかと思っています。
It may not necessarily be the most essential thing that the people need, but for that very reason of creating a place for interaction and building relationships, it's been really, really good, really useful.
3つ目ですね、3つ目は物資配給です。物資配給はですね、皆さんリストが更新されるのを見て分かると思うんですけど、少しずつ必要が変わっていてですね、
The third thing is collecting and distributing of supplies. Every week or every few weeks, here even at the church, you see a list of supplies that we're trying to gather. And as you can see, as the weeks pass, what is on the list and what is needed changes over time.
正直に石巻の近郊にもですね、買いに行けるところは実はあるんですよ。
To be honest, there are some places in Ishinomaki where you can purchase some of these things.
だけどそれよりもですね、やはりその人から人が来てくれる人がそうですね、特に被害の大きいところはですね、なかなかそこから出て物を買いに行くっていう気力もなかなか持てない人が多いみたいなんですね。なのでそこまで行ってで会いに行ってでいつも物を渡す手で渡すっていうことがものすごく大事になるのではないかと思います。
But what I think is meaningful is even though there are places to buy that, there are still challenges, especially the places where the tsunami hit worse. People don't have a job, so they don't have a way to purchase the things that they need. People don't have a car, so they have no way to drive several kilometers across town in order to be able to go and get the things that they need. So there are lots of different challenges like that, and through the purchasing and distributing of some of those supplies, we help to meet some of those needs. But again, more than just giving people the things that we need, it's the relationship building that happens in that process.
今までの3つはやっぱりそこに行ってですね、たくさんの言葉をもらいます。本当に来てくれて一緒にそうやってその時間が嬉しいんだだったり、物も嬉しいけど、だけどやっぱり一緒にそうやっていてくれるのが嬉しい、一緒にいると元気になれるんだとか、また会いに来てくれたとか、そういう言葉をたくさんいただきます。
It's in the midst of those types of service where we hear things like thank you, we really appreciate what you're doing, but we also want to tell you more than the things that you give or more than the things that you do is spending the time with us and being with us. Thank you for being here. It really strengthens us. It really encourages us. Please, please come back again.
4つ目はですね、受けることだと思います。毎回会いに行くたびに、たくさんの人がたくさんの僕たちにですね、飲み物をくれたり食べ物を出してくれたりですね、あとそれだけじゃなくてハグだったり、あとは笑顔だったり、そういうものを与えてくれます。
The other thing is the human relationship building and that over time, we'll talk more about that later, but not just us receiving them, but also what we receive from the people, the things that they give to us, like hugs and drinks when we go to visit them and spending time together.
やはり少しずつ毎回行くたびにですね、だんだんもっと深く深くから話せない話も
Over time, as we continue to go back, the things that people felt like they couldn't say, over time they're being able to begin sharing and say.
なかなかやっぱり一人で傷と向き合うのは辛くてですね。
To be honest, it's a little bit difficult to feel that emotional and that spiritual burden.
僕たちが聞いて全てを受け止められるわけではないんですけれども、ただやっぱり聞いて何に行ってで頷く人が頷いてくれる人が必要なんだと思います。
It's not just us and it's not just what we're doing, but just being beside the person and listening to them and having somebody that's there with them, that's a really big thing.
それでもう一つ、やっぱり今までこうやってきたことがあるんですけど、やっぱりそのまたベースに戻ると、やっぱり僕たちが一番重要なのは僕たちが元気 で, で僕たちが健康で、会いに行くことだと思います。
And in the midst of that, probably the biggest thing or the most important thing is us ourselves being able to go with joy, being able to go with God's love, being able to go healthy in body, in mind, in spirit, in heart when we go and spend time and work and serve. Yes.
Now I want to explain about the weekend relief trip we have been taking. And, 週末にいつも、石巻には行っているんですけども、金曜日の夜に、石巻の方に向かって、そうですね、土曜日または日曜日に、水戸の方に入っています。そうですね、この、週末に復興活動を行うために石巻に行くということはですね、平日にやっぱり石巻の方に行って、いろいろやりたいという方々もいるんですけども、お仕事とか他の、事情で行けない方々がいるので、週末に行ったらみんなで協力して、石巻のことを手伝うんじゃないかと思って、行くことに決まりました。そうですね、平日にではなくて、週末に行くということで、別々に行っているんですが、でも活動はやっていることは同じで、私たちは一つのチームとして行っていると、思っています。For the weekend relief trip, we go Friday evening, then we come back Saturday or Sunday, and we do this weekend trip because there is people who want to join the relief work, but they have work, and so if we have a trip in weekends, then they can come, so we decided to have that. What we do during the weekend is almost same what we do during the week. And so even though we go different times, we see this is a project. We are together. ここに載っている写真は今まで、ウィーケンドリリーフチップに行かれた方々の、写真です。次に清掃活動、ガレッジ撤去の、写真です。ここは、幸町というところで、とても海の近くだったので、被害が、大きかった町です。ここは、アパートをみんなで清掃したんですけれども、機械はほとんどこういうふうにいろんなものが流れて、いろんなものが来てしまってですね、とても大変な状況です。ですが、みんなで部屋の中を片付けたり、あとはアパートの周りなどを清掃したりとかして、こちらの写真のようにきれいになりました。その一日ではできないだろうと、きっと1週間ぐらいかかるかなと思っていたんですけども、1日で1階の全部屋をこのようにきれいにすることができて、そうですね、作業は終わった後に本当にみんなで神様のことを賛美しました。その私たちを通してこんな素晴らしいことをしてくださったということで、本当に神様に感謝です。I want to explain about our cleaning job. This is Saiba Cho, and we clean a apartment. And Saiba Cho is very close to ocean, so they were affected by tsunami very much, like as you can see. And when we start cleaning up, we thought that we were not able to finish this work one day, but actually we could clean up all the rooms. Yeah, in one day. So we praise God's name that what He done through us.
QMC 杯というのことなんですけれども、ここは渡の葉町というところでですね、みんなでブルーシートを広げて、そして、教会の方々だったり、学校の先生たちなどが、頑張って私たちに寄付してくださった物資を、広げて配っているところです。来てくださった方々の中で、1ヶ月ぐらいずっと物資の配給がなかったと言って、とても喜んでくださった人たちがいました。Now we are distributing the supplies. You and your store has been provided for us. I heard some people told that they haven't had supplies for a long time, like 1 month. So they were very happy that they could have something to eat, something to think and wear.
次にですね、子どもたちとの触れ合いです、特に AET の先生たちは本当にいつも子どもさんと一緒に遊んでいるので、とっても子どもと遊ぶのが上手でですね、ブレットさんとかキュンさんはとっても仲良くなった子どもたちがいて、この前私たちがいた時は誕生日の子がいたので、その子のお家に行って実際に、誕生日を祝うことができて本当にとても
This is the pictures that we play with kids. AET teachers, they are very good at playing with kids. So, and especially Brad and Cannon, they love kids, and the kids love them. And they became really close with some of the girls. And girls had a birthday just last week, so they were able to celebrate the birthday with the girls.
炊き出しバーベキューの方です。こちらは南三陸に行った時の写真なんですけども、私たちはいつもは石巻の方で活動してるんですけども、それ全然南三陸に行くということは計画してなかったんですけども、やっぱり 何か神様の働きでそちらの方に行くことができました。みんな頑張ってお肉とかを焼いて、こちらの写真は、近くのグラウンドで野球をしていた少年たちと仲良くなった、写真です。
This is picture of barbecue, and this is a picture from Minami-san-ku. Usually we go to Ishinomaki, and so we didn't plan to go to Minami-san-ku at all, but somehow I guess God brought us to Minami-san-ku. And they are cooking chicken, and they were able to become friends with the youth who are playing baseball nearby, the place they were doing barbecue. So,
週末にいつも行っているということで、あまり長い時間活動することはできませんけれども、本当に短い時間だけれども、神様が私たちを通して働いてくださっていることに本当に感謝しています。
We were only able to go to weekend, and but we were so thankful that God still uses us in His mighty way. Thank you very much.
ありがとうございます。
おはようございます。
Good morning, everybody.
自分は。今回の石巻で働いている中でつながった人たちについてちょっとお話したいと思います。
I'd like to share a little bit about not only the work but also the people in Ishinomaki that we're building relationships with.
この日3月11日を境に人々の特に東北の人たちの人生は大きく変わってきました。
On March 11th, there was a big challenge and a big change in people's lives, especially the people who live in the Tohoku area.
震災が起こってしまったこと、そしてそれに伴う被害、被害の数々、それ自体は決していいこととは言えません。
There's no way that we could say that what happened, the destruction that happened, and the fear that people felt, and the losses that they have experienced, there's no way that we could say that that in itself was a good thing.
それでも今回被災地で被災者の方たちと接する中で、人はいろんな本当にいろんな形で人生を歩んでいて、そして今回の震災が生み出した変化が彼らにいろんな形の働き方をもたらしていると感じました。
But I feel that there's a big change in what's happened in people's lives through this, as far as the meaning and the purpose of their lives and the way that they not look only at the what happened, but also the purpose of their lives and what they'll do from now.
この2ヶ月の活動の中で、自分たちは2人の女性、あと1つの家族と特に強いつながりを築くことができました。
In these last two months, we have especially been able to connect with two women and then also one family.
このひどい震災が起こる前からすごく辛い人生を送ってきた人、震災で本当に九死に一生を得た人、そして今回の震災で大切な人を亡くしてしまった人。
In the midst of those people, there were people who, even before the tsunami, even before the disaster happened, their lives themselves were difficult. It was bitter to be alive. They felt that way. There's also other people who their lives were changed because of this, and there were things that they lost. There was also another who lost family members, who lost important people, not only just things, but actual family members.
どうにか助けたいと思ってそういう話を聞くんですけど、そういう話を聞くたびにやっぱりすごく心が締め付けられて、まあ、すごく無力感を感じます。
They want our help, we want to help them, but there we definitely feel the depth of our weakness and our inability, wanting to help, but how to help, what way to give support to them.
それでも一日でも早く彼らが安心できる日常の生活を取り戻せるように支援しながら、自分たちは毎週彼らを訪れ、一緒に働いたり、一緒にお昼ご飯を食べたり、一緒に本当に話して笑ったり、そういった時間を持っています。
In the midst of that though, seeing their lives changing day by day, spending time together, eating a meal together, talking together, laughing together,building a trust relationship together. In all of those things, we see steps forward in their lives.
出会って、助けて、逆に助けられて、そしてつながって。物資配給、瓦礫撤去、炊き出し、自分たちは現地でさまざまな活動を行っています。でも一番重きを置いているのは、人とのつながりの部分です。
Meeting them. Helping them.In ways being helped by them. There's all kinds of things that we do. We do cleanup, we do barbecues, we distribute things. But in all of that, the purpose comes to this. And this is the most important thing that we do, which is building relationships, growing together with these people.
人の中に希望を見つけ、それが力強く灯るように、共に歩んでいく。それが自分たちの目指す活動です。
Connecting together in heart, finding hope together, growing stronger together, walking side by side with each other. Through this, this is what our work is. This is what we want to do.
この、まあ、2人の女性、そしてもう一つ、の家族の方々の話は、まあ、次回以降のプレゼンテーションでまた個別にさせていただきたいと思います。
in the future, we'd like to share with you a little bit more deeply about some of these people and ways that you can encourage them and also pray for them and tell you a little bit more about their story, about their lives, and about how they're growing and changing.
ただ今はただ彼らのために本当に彼らの生活の状況だったり心のストレスだったりそういうものが本当に軽くなるように皆さんでお祈りしてください。
But at this time, what we want to do is we want to ask you specifically, just to be aware that these people are here, to be aware of them, to be praying for them, to be asking.To be mindful of them and know that what we're doing is not just some big thing out yonder, but it really connects to people and to people's lives. I want to say thank you, express my appreciation for being able to be involved as a volunteer in this work, and also to express my thanks to the whole church here for the ways that you are prayerful on our behalf when we go to serve.
私は4月29日から5月7日、それから6月12日から6月15日の2回、チームに参加させていただきました。
I've been able to go to Ishinomaki two times. The first time was from April 29th to May 7th, and again from June 12th to the 15th.
初めて連休に参加したときは、果たして私に何かできることがあるのだろうか。
To be honest, the first time that I went, I had a lot of fear, and I wondered, is there something really that I can do? Is there some way that I can really contribute and help?
でも一人ではなくチームの一員として参加するし、破傷風の予防接種も済ませたし、何よりも神様が私たちチームを守ってくださると信じて水戸を出発することができました。
But with a belief in God and strength in Him, I believe it's not about me, it's not about just me and myself and what I can do, but being a part of the team and working together as one person in the midst of the team, we left Mito in faith, knowing that God would use us in some way.
実際仙台の町に着くと、仙台の町はさほど思ったほど被害が少なくて、被害、思ったほどの被害ではなくて、水戸の方がむしろブルーシートをかぶったお家の数が多かったような気がしました。
I was surprised when we arrived in Sendai because that's where we're staying, that there wasn't more damage. I expected more damage than what I saw. In fact, to be honest, the blue tarps on roofs and that kind of thing, there was more of that in Mito than there was in Sendai.
でも仙台から石巻へ高速道路で行くんですけれどもその高速道路を真ん中にして右側と左側では本当に全く風景が違っていて右側では全てのものがもうこう津波にさらわれていてでも左側ではお家があってまだみんなが生活しているそういう様子が伺うことができました。
But I saw a really mysterious, strange thing. When we left Sendai and we were on our way to Ishinomaki, we got on the highway. We were still in Sendai, but we got on the highway. And on the right side, it was near the ocean, and everything was destroyed on that side of the highway. And everything on this side of the highway was just as it had always been. The houses were there, people were living their lives normally before the tsunami.
で高速を降りて石巻に入ると、もう悪臭がひどかったり埃がひどかったりで、皆さんマスクをかけている様子がとても印象的でした。
The thing that I remember or that is lasting with me is when we arrived in Ishinomaki, the destruction that I saw, the smell that we had, all of those things, and everybody put on their mask, got out of the car, and just looked around to take in what we saw.
そしてたくさんのゴミや、ゴミ袋や海水に使った家財道具が道路にうずたかく積まれていて、水がお家の壁には水がどこまで来たかっていうのが一目でわかる線がピーって横に入っていました。
you could see the garbage that was left still from the tsunami just as it had been on that day. And when you look at the wall, you could see the line of how far the water had come up and had, had rested.
そして私たちがあの B1 チームと一緒に、公園の清掃をさせていただいたカズマ地区っていうところにだんだん近づくにつれて、周りの景色がとてもあの大きく変わっていて、私たちがそれまで新聞や、テレビで見ていた被災地っていうそのものがその目の前にずっと続いていました。
Working together along with the B1 church planting network, we were able to work together in cleaning the park. You've seen some of those pictures. And as we continued to work through the day and work down, down, down in the piles and cleaning it away, we were able to see back to where the natural park itself was. And as we saw the time, we got, also got to see how the park itself was transformed and how the people were transformed through that experience.
そしてあのその被災地の状況を見たときにとてもショックを受けて、もうなんか涙が止まらなかったのを覚えています。でもあのその時に小畑志郎先生が、被災地に行って涙を流すなら行くなと言われたその言葉を思い出して気を引き締めることができました。
To be honest, the shock was overwhelming and、I could feel tears coming and I couldn't stop cryingjust by the shock of what I saw and the destruction and people's difficulty. But in that moment, I remembered what Shiro Obata-sensei said. He said, if you're going to go to that place, you don't want to make the people feel worse. So if you are going to go there and cry, don't go. So I was able to pull myself together for the people there.
そしてあの石巻の活動を通じて、いろんなことを学ばされたと思います、まあ、皆さんがいろんなことを話してくださいましたのでちょっと重なるかもしれませんけれども、目の前にあるあの瓦礫の山を一つ一つ取り除いていくことも急いでやらなくちゃいけない仕事だと思います。
There were lots of things that I personally have learned through this, and these may be things that other people have said, but I'd like to share with you how I have learned and how I've changed and grown through this experience. One thing is the things that are left from the destruction and how quickly and hard we need to work at cleaning that up and getting that done as soon as possible.
個人のお家や公園のお掃除も大切なことですし、それからあの被災地の方々が必要なものを、用意して届けるのも大切な仕事だと思います。
It's important to help people to be cleaning in the parks and to help people cleaning out their homes and making them livable or at least getting it ready to for them to make a transition to somewhere else. But not only that, but also spending time with the people that we're helping to serve and building relationships with them. That is equally important.
また子どもたちと遊んだり、さっき言ってくれた石巻で出会った人たちとあの絆を深めて、これからのその方たちの人生に関わっていくのがとても大切な仕事だと思います。
Another important thing will be playing with the children and helping people as they make transitions in the future in their life.
で、私たち一人一人は置かれている場所が、置かれている立場や神様からいただいた賜物もみんなそれぞれに違うと思います。ですから、私たちが自分のできることを頑張りすぎないで、でもちょっとだけ頑張って長くこの支援活動を続けていくことが大切だということを学んだと思います。
Each of us have different places and different ways that we can serve, and that's okay. Let's not overdo it, but let's also give what we can, give our best for God, to continue ongoing in this work.
特にあの石巻で出会った方々との関わりは神様が水戸教会に任せてくださった大きな特別な課題だと感じています。
I feel like this is a big challenge that God has placed before 水戸 church specifically.
2回の石巻を振り返ってみると、被災地の方々に、奉仕しているつもりの私たちが逆にたくさんの本当にたくさんの祝福をいただいていることを、に気づかされました。今ちょっと時間がないのでどんな祝福をいただいたかということはちょっとお話ししませんけれども、ですから、
One thing that I've realized though, God has given us this challenge, but he has overwhelmed us with blessings as well. as a church through this work. We go to serve, but in so many ways we go to give, but in so many ways we are receiving. We have received, and I realize that. We don't really have time to get into that specifically now, but at some point I'd like to share with you individually about some of those blessings that I see from God.
ですから状況が整えばまた石巻に行きたいという気持ちになるのはそういう思いを神様からいただいているからだと私は思っています。
It's my prayer and my hope that God will continue to provide opportunities for me to be able to go and participate in this work.
一人では絶対にできないこの支援活動に教会を通して参加できることを感謝しています。
I want to be so thankful to God for what He's doing and also for the different ways that people have been serving.
これからも私にできることを感謝を持って続けていくように神様に祈っています。
I'm also praying that I will be able to continue with a heart of thanksgiving to be able to serve Him as well in this way. Thank you.
あともう一つですね、ボランティア募集 の、 お知らせです。これからもボランティアの活動を続けていくにあたってですね、ボランティアを募集しています。
We want to apologize for going over time today and for some of the other interruptions, but we just want to make sure that you know that there are ways that you can be involved as a volunteer. There's a procedure to go through in that process. And we'll be putting this flyer up in English and in Japanese here at the church, so you can look at that.
そうですね、この紙がですね、教会の中にいくつか貼ってありますのでですね、お申し込みの方法があるんですね。詳しくはですね、この紙を見ていただきたいんですけど、一応ここの教会の方はですね、宇沢純一さん、大御神教会の牧師さんですね、その方に連絡をしていただいて、その上で申し込みする方法になっています。
So for the churches in this area, we have to, if you are interested in being a volunteer, you have to apply through Junichi Uzawa, who's a member at Omika Church.
申し込みはですね、2週間前まで、その行こうと決めた期間のその2週間前までとなっておりますので、あとまたですね、定員もございますので、必ずしも全員が申し込んで参加できるというわけではございませんので、そのこともご了承ください。
In addition to that, just a couple of things to note. One thing that Gaku didn't say, but I wanted to say, is for Mito Church, we're asking you actually to if you want to go at a specific time, to give your information to Kenton, and he'll send that on to Junichi for you, if you want. Another thing that we wanted to say is there's a two-week deadline. You need to at least have all of your information in 2 weeks before the actual time of going. And also realize that there's a cutoff on the number of people we can accept for time, and we're accepting from several different churches. So that's why we need to go through the system of applying through Junichi.
Genesis.
That's all. じゃあ今日皆さんにこの時間を一緒に過ごして感謝します。でこれからも皆さんのお祈りをしてください。 So I want to thank everybody for your patience today and ask for your continued prayer and your continued support in this work.